Would you bow your heads, please? Father, we come before you knowing that your hand is upon each and every one of us. And we ask that you give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a spirit to perceive what your spirit is saying to the church. And all of God's people said,
amen.
And amen. I want to take you to Matthew chapter 11. And he had been going through a lot of persecution. And it's kind of neat that Jesus and John the Baptist were working together, Linda. Okay. And in verse 4, go back and report to John what you heard, hear, and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised. And the good news is preached to the poor. Blessed is the man who does not fall. Blessed is the man who does not fall away on account of me. So, there might be a few fences in your way, but just kick them out of the way. Amen? Now I want you to skip over to verse 20. Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Now, does that mean that they should have cried and, oh, my God, I'm so sorry? No. Repentance has nothing to do with bawling or tears. It has a lot to do with changing your mind, changing your attitude. And remember, a few weeks ago, I told you guys, your attitude will determine your altitude. Amen. And I'm not going to let go of that. Because your attitude is at stake when you see yourself falling down and you get, oh my God. And a pity party lasts for about a month. I don't want to go. So tell your neighbor, have your pity party by yourself and get over it. Your attitude has got to change. You got to get a new mindset. That's what it means to repent. Again, Jesus began to denounce the cities in which most of his miracles had been performed because they did not repent. Woe to you, Chorazin. Woe to you, Bethesda. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Tyre and Sidon, they would have changed their minds long ago and in sackcloth and ashes. Now, I changed a couple of words there to get you across. But I tell you, it will be more bearable for Tyre and Sidon on the day of judgment than for you. Verse 23 is his hometown where he's living with Peter. And you, Capernaum, will you be lifted up to the skies? You'd expect where he lives would be lifted up. But the answer is no. You will go down to the depths. If the miracles that were performed in you had been performed in Sodom, of all places, it would have remained to this day. Whoa! You know something? When you start looking at what he's saying, everybody picks on Sodom and Gomorrah and they say the United States of America and America itself is gone to the dogs. Well, he's trying to tell you it ain't too late for us. And so if you get depressed because somebody's in the wrong direction, making some kind of bad choices with sodomy of some type, let it alone. Let God bring a miracle to change and heal them. Come on. Is it too hard for God to change?
No. No.
No. God is not tied up in knots about somebody having some kind of an affair. So let it go. And stop criticizing. Your tongue is poison. Repent. Change your mind. Pray for them. Intercede for them until God does a miracle for them. Because he did it in Capernaum. Amen? See, everybody reads this with, oh my God! Well, get over it. He'll clean them up when he's ready. Oh, I should have heard an amen. Instead of you getting disgusted and chatter-chattering about it, pray for them. Okay? It would have remained to this day, but I tell you that it will be more bearable for Sodom on the day of judgment than for you. Now, whoa! You better read that and read between the lines. Because he's talking about you and me, and he's talking about what we choose to do and how we choose to destroy the future of some that are planning to come to salvation by God's grace. And if you didn't come by God's grace, you better check your whole status here. If it wasn't for grace, you and I wouldn't be in the kingdom. Amen. If it wasn't for his mercy and his love for all my mistakes, he would have left me in the dump. But praise God he didn't. Amen? Amen. All right. 25. At that time, Jesus said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and the learned and revealed them to the little children. I don't need to say any more on that one. Yes, Father, for this was your good pleasure. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him. Listen carefully. The Father will be known by those whom Jesus chooses to reveal. What is he waiting for? You and me? To remind him of his promise. Acts 16:31 says, salvation is mine and my household, and I'm expecting a blowing wind to come and transform my family on the day appointed. What about you? Oh, you got to think about it? All right, I heard an amen from one. Do I hear any more? Amen. Last call. Sold to the highest bidder. Why? Because you've got to state your case for their salvation. Because you are saved, they will also be saved. And I remember one time the Lord said to me, look, you've got 20 brothers and sisters. I said, yeah, and I've got quite a few nephews and nieces, etc. Family! Acts 16:31 says, the whole family. Not cut short because of some trivial crap stuff that people come up with. Oh, well, they're not quite saved because they're not in your church. Well, good grief, you think you're the only one? You know, I remember getting angry at one point because somebody said to me, oh, those Catholics don't know the Lord. I said, what are you going to do with me? I'm universal. What are you going to do with me? Well, you're not Catholic. Oh, yes, I am. He says, no, you're a Protestant. I said, no, I'm not. I don't protest anybody. I'm looking for salvation to every heart. So get over it. Amen? Amen? And when you're talking, give grace and mercy. Because that's what God does. Again, 27. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. And no one knows the Father except the Son. And those to whom the Son chooses to reveal. Verse 28 is the purpose of my message. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Try it on for size. Say, I'm coming to you, Lord.
I'm coming to you, Lord.
Because I have some weary corners. And some burdens. And I'm expecting rest. Hallelujah. Rest and peace are gifts from God. Amen.
Amen.
So he wasn't bashful. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. Hoo-hoo! It doesn't say critic. Does it say critic in your Bible? Are you sure? Fault finder. Religious. Catholic or Protestant. Pentecostal or charismatic. None of the above. So what's your tag? What should it be? What should your tag be?
Believer.
Believer. I like it. If you are a believer in the one who sets captives free, then you're on the right team. Never mind putting all these labels. Because, you know, the labels just bring arguments. And, oh, I'm a Baptist. I know how to baptize. Well, get over it. My God, it's not the only thing that's to do, is it? Catholics know how to perform this and that. Let them. If Jesus isn't having a problem with them, why should you? Amen? If the Pentecostal thinks they're perfect, let them. And I'm not picking on Pentecostals. I'm just giving you an idea. See, the minute you start thinking that you are the only one that's got it, you're in pride, my brother and sister. And pride comes before a fall. Humble yourself, James 4. Humble yourself. Oh, I come from a Jewish background. Yay, so did Jesus. I know I'm preaching a little bit, but you know what? Sometimes we need to hear it. He says, I didn't come to give you all these laws all over again. He says, I came to have you know Papa and to fall in love with your Papa. I didn't come for rules and regulations. Oh, you say, well, Kim, you celebrate the feast. Yes, feast of obedience, not feast of the law. There's a difference. Now go a little deeper. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, mind, will, and emotions. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Anybody who throws a monkey wrench at you and says you've got to perform, would you do me a favor? Love them to pieces. But don't agree with them. I respect their opinion, respect their decision to do whatever they do. It's okay by God and it should be okay by you. And you'll get yourself into a new place of freedom. A new place of freedom where there is no burden that's too heavy. Oh, I have this burden in my heart for so-and-so. I can't let him go. Well, maybe you should. What did the prodigal son come over for? He wanted all of his inheritance right away so he could go out and get high. And I could just see his father. Huh? No way are you getting a penny. Wrong. He wrote a check out for half of what he owned. And he let him go get doing whatever he wanted to do until he decided it wasn't what he really wanted. Is God stupid? If you've got a child that's going in the wrong direction, let him go. God can teach them a lot better than you. And besides, you don't want him to be like you anyway. Whoops. I ran into a little bit of a roadblock there. You don't want him to be like you. You want him to be like Jesus. Amen? Yes. Try it on for size. Close your eyes right now. Say, my kids. And those that I love. I want them to be. Just like Jesus.
Full of love and mercy.
Full of compassion. And full of grace. Just like me. Whoops. Whoa.
Did you get it? Did you get it? See?
You had fun with that. That was nice.
That was wonderful.
I don't know why, but I definitely need to go to the same scripture in the Amplified. And I don't know why. I'm not that smart. So be patient with me for a moment. Because I didn't prepare this ahead. I was told to bring this other Bible. So here I is. Matthew 11. 28. Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden and overburdened. I love it. And I will cause you to rest. I will ease and relieve and refresh your souls, mind, will, and emotions. Yoo-hoo. Isn't that a cool one? Try it on for size. Close your eyes. Say, when I come to Jesus. There's no labor involved. Any heaviness that's on me. Any burden. God will cause me to rest. It will be easy. It will relieve and refresh my soul, which is my mind, my will, and my emotions. Wow, what a gift. 29. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and meek and humble and lowly in heart, and you will find rest, relief, ease, and refreshment, and recreation and blessed quiet for your mind, your will, and your emotions. Oh, if you only knew, Kim, I've been a real nervous wreck all week. Really? You want me to feel sorry for you too? Run to Jesus. He's got a solution. Close your eyes and put your hand over your heart. Say, I speak rest.
I speak rest.
I speak healing.
I speak healing.
And I speak peace.
And I speak peace.
Jesus paid for it. And I'm receiving it with great joy. And I rejoice that my mind, my will, and
my emotions
are at rest because Jesus paid the bill. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to you, Lord. I give you all the honor. Hallelujah. That's it.